in here. All right. So again, it's just a, hey guys, this is Rusty Roberts and Sean Murphy. Just want to thank Brian and the Data Podcast for having me on or having us on. Please make sure you guys go check out the episode. So whenever you're ready, the mic is yours, and then we'll get started.
Hey
Everyone
guys,
says
this is Sean Murphy and Rusty Roberts with Psalms Path. We just want to give a mad shout out to Brian and the Dad Up podcast for having us on. Make sure you guys go check it out.
perfect. All right, that works for me. All right, we ready to do this?
Absolutely.
Right. I don't do a bio highlight. You guys talk about yourselves, so we'll make sure we get into all that as well. But let's rock and roll. 3, 2, 1. Welcome to another episode of Dat Up, everyone. Thank you guys very much for joining me. I'm excited to have these individuals on today. They got a great message that they're going to share with you, and what they do, what they represent, and how they represent it is awesome. And I'm excited to dive into it with them and give it a little bit of it to you. But my good friend Sean Murphy and Rusty Roberts have joined me on Dat Up. Welcome to the show, guys.
Thank you, Brian. Appreciate you having us on.
Yeah,
Appreciate
absolutely.
it.
So I want to go individually at first because I know you guys both have a lot to share, but let's talk a little bit about who you guys are individually, and then we'll integrate it into how you guys got it connected with each other and started the business that you have now with each other. So how about you kick it off, Sean? Tell us a little bit more about you and about your family as well.
Sure, absolutely. Well, first and foremost, thank you for having us here. My background is military, was a veteran from 93 till 99 with the US Army. From there, went into entrepreneurship, launched my first gym in 2004. And the just had that entrepreneurship bug, right? And it was a pretty difficult juggle of raising a family, raising a young son, and stepping into entrepreneurship for the very first time. And so there was a lot of unique challenges that came with that. And unfortunately, during that journey of that entrepreneurship and raising a young lad, I fell away. I fell away from responsibility. I fell away from being the father in the home that I felt like I should have been. And that left a very hard sting on me as I was just constantly in the grind of entrepreneurship. The gyms were just taking all my time, and I felt like a failure as a father. I felt like a failure as a father, but I really wasn't. That was the story that I was believing in. And it was dire straits of 2017 when I tried to take my own life because of life pressures, business and entrepreneurship. And there's these just the lies, Brian, of I'm not a good dad. I wasn't there. My son doesn't appreciate me, or he has these false beliefs about me or whatnot. But when I was in a hospital stay, I come to find out those weren't his stories. He always felt that we had a great relationship. He always felt I was a great dad. I was always there. And so my message today, and we'll move forward with this today, is as an entrepreneurship who can feel the sting and the pressure and the time being stripped away from you, is don't believe all the stories that are filling up in your head. They're probably not true. And the most important thing is to have your relationship with Christ first, because he could come in and really establish your self-worth and your identity with him. And that'll just unfold in everything with your family, with your career, with your business. And that's really why we're here today to bring you this powerful message of redemption. It's a story of redemption. It's a prophecy of hope. And it's a really a love letter. The scripture is really a love letter from our Father up above. And so that's why we're here today. We just want to deliver this message of to anybody who's feeling the sting, who's feeling the pressure, who's feeling a little bit of that burden of I'm not there for my family, I'm not there for my kids. Instead of buying into the lie, discover the truth, because the enemy will only come to kill, steal, and destroy. He'll first steal your purpose. He'll steal your peace along with that. And it could just be a lie. And so have those meaningful conversations. That's what we're going to be doing here today, is these tough conversations that we need to have. and find the truth behind it all. And that's what really brings us here today. That's why I've embarked on this mission with Rusty, with Psalms Path. He discipled this this prophecy over me about a year ago. And it's just been a real turn of events. Today, I get to live a life of peace, harmony, as well as success. And I have a beautiful relationship with my family, as well as my son. And it was just the lies of yesterday just do not have that stronghold on me anymore. So that's awesome. Me in a nutshell.
That's awesome. Why we're here today. How old is your son?
He is 20. He'll be 27 in September. So he's 26 right now. He's a graduate of UVA. He got his degree in computer science, actually his master's in computer science.
Oh, cool.
And has a really cool job working for the government and doing cybersecurity with them. So
That's awesome. Proud dad right there. That's awesome.
Yes, sir.
Well, cool. First of all, thank you for your service. I appreciate it. And thank you for recognizing the lies and not fulfilling what would have been a devastating turn of events for your family by taking your own life. So thank God that didn't happen. Those lies that you were telling yourself were actually not coming from you, Sean. They were coming from Satan. They were coming from the devil, and he was feeding you those lies, and you were believing them because you didn't quite have that solid foundation or relationship with the Lord. And so that's what led you to ultimately do that. It's interesting that you bring up about how the struggle of having God reform your life and rebuild your life. There's actually a song, and it's by a Christian singer. He's a rapper, a musician. His name's Lecrae, but there's a lyric in there that he talks about in one of his songs. And it's such a good lyric, but he says, I used to think that I had to clean up my life before I came to God, but actually I just needed to come to him and he would do it for me. And so it's just a really powerful lyric. But that's what you have to do when you're lost, when you feel like you're lost. Don't feel like there's no one to turn to, because you can start praying and you can. And this isn't a religious show, guys. This is not a religious show, but I'm big in my faith. You all know that I'm a Christian. My family's Christian, and we go to church and we do the things that we're supposed to do. But when you're at a loss and you feel a struggle in your life, just reach out to the Lord and say some prayers. And you know what? Maybe he doesn't hear you the first time. Maybe he doesn't answer you the first time. But if you continue to reach out to him and continue to pray to him, I promise you, you're going to feel a difference in your life and things are going to start to change for you. So thank you for sharing that, Sean. I appreciate your testimony there. Rusty, how about you, brother?
Well, I'm also a veteran USMC, and I have two sons, and I did get a degree out at Arizona State U. I am also the son of a stage 4 cancer survivor. I watched my mom have a medical miracle. She was, I watched her survive 12 years when no conventional doctor gave her really, but about 12 weeks. It was such an amazing medical miracle. It changed the course of my life in the lives of countless others. And with that, the Lord impressed it upon me, you'll want to see more of these medical miracles, son. So my father and I started up an advocacy to a business online. And from my dad started in 2009, I joined him in 2013. And we did that advocacy business up until late 2019. But I had tried to bring these. My mom went down to Mexico after a horrible experience with CHOP Rituxan. This is a type of chemotherapy. She had a horrible reaction to it. Killed her in the chair. They resuscitated her, flushed her out, sent her home to die. So my dad, he is the white knight in shining armor on that. Took her down to a little clinic in Rosarito Beach, Mexico. And the doctor there, God bless him, he's passed on recently, but he took my mom in a matter of a couple of weeks. And she was a vibrant 58-year-old woman. After the chemotherapy, in a couple of weeks, she looked like her own grandma. So now she's wheeled into a wheelchair, too weak to walk. And a couple of weeks later, she was in no evidence of disease, 22 tumors gone. Mm-hmm. We'd never seen anything like that before, never seen anything like it after that fast. It was the Lord gave her a miracle. But we started helping people find clinics in Mexico that could do something similar and give them hope. But I found after talking with thousands of people that most of them did not want to go there. They want to stay in. You know, it was kind of jarring. You mean to tell me I've been treated in the U.S. of my whole life, but now that I'm facing an end-of-life cancer diagnosis, I got to go to Mexico? And their family's just terrified for them. So most of them did not want to go. So I tried to partner with clinics up here in the U.S. for a couple of years. It was unsuccessful. So the Lord impressed it on me in 2019. You're going to open up a clinic. So we've been here in Scottsdale, Arizona, helping people have those comeback moments. And I have seen amazing things like stage 4 pancreatic cancer, metastasized to the spine. 10 weeks later, no evidence of disease. Just absolutely incredible medical miracles. I'm a dad. I have 2 sons, age 25, and the other's 20, be 21 here pretty soon. My youngest son works directly with us at Brio Medical. He does transport for us. And then my oldest son, he and I, we're in the process. I'm discipling him right now, but when the time is right, we'll be opening up in a new business, which is an apparel company that will support the business that Sean and I are doing, which is Psalms Path. We prophesy, we build men, we build dads, we build children up to understand their God-given purpose. So today we're going to be actually sharing a prophecy that applies to your listeners. And I think they're really going to find it as a breakthrough moment. So thank you for having us on, Brian.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that's awesome. First of all, I commend you. Not only thank you for your service. He and I actually chatted. We were, the three of us were chatting, and I didn't know, Sean, you didn't say you were in the Army, but Rusty and I were in the Marine Corps literally together. And we didn't know this. We were actually at the same base for a couple of years together, which is crazy. Anyways, but thank you for your service, Rusty. And, you know, thank you for doing the work that you're doing with cancer treatment and all that, because it's ugly. And I know a lot of people that have passed on from cancer. My father-in-law did 3.5 years ago. And it's an ugly, ugly disease. And there's obviously all forms of it. I'll tell you another story. I have a very good friend of mine who lives up in Canada, and he found out about a year and a half ago that he had, I think it was stage, I may be wrong, stage 3 colon cancer, but he had colon cancer. And immediately had to basically go into surgery and have 3/4 of his colon removed. You know, it was pretty bad. But he's 100% cancer free now. Through the stuff that he's been doing, but, I may put you in contact with him, cause he has his own podcast as well. That would be a good fit for not only you guys, but, for you and he to talk, Rusty, about your,
I'm happy to talk with him.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Well, cool. All right. So now we've dived into who you guys are and what you guys represent as individuals. And now I'm excited to dive into what you guys do together and the interesting concept that you guys have, where you essentially integrate business and biblical principles. And I think it's fascinating. And you relate it to specific passages in Psalms, which is really cool. And I am going to be reading one of the passages that I think is really neat that you guys say is directly related to it. Psalms 37, 1-8. And it's a real quick passage, but I am going to read it. But let's talk about a little about Psalms Path Consulting.
That's right.
Very, very interesting. What was the premise behind it? Why did you guys start it? What did you guys feel there was a need for it? All those things. Let's dive into that.
Be a pleasure. When I created Brio Medical, Brio Medical is now a wonderful social proof or case study for what we call righteous desires. found this in the Bible as the Lord pressed on me to do something that I wasn't qualified to do. So praise God, he actually calls us and empowers us to do things that are above and beyond us. It is part of your prophetic word today. You will find it in an actual path in starting in Psalm 37:1, ending in Psalm 37:8. As I was building Brio Medical, it took a number of miracles to make Brio Medical into reality. I found that the scripture, Psalm 37:4, that, hey, that's me. And then over time, after reading this multiple times, I realized, hey, turns out I am actually living these scriptures. From Psalms 37:1 all the way to 37:8, I have had these things happen to me. I'm like, wow. So turns out this is actually a journey that the Lord calls us to be on and not to be afraid. It's why it starts with do not fret and ends with a double do not fret. Mm-hmm. You're going to be operating in an environment that's above you, beyond you. So I offer Brio Medical as a case study that this prophetic word that King David gave the church through Jesus, bam, this is an offer to co-create righteous desires with the Lord. And he gives us our duties as we are to operate in the spirit. And he will make these righteous desires your reality. Bigger than you thought, more than you asked. It's absolutely an incredible offer that the Lord gives us. And it's true.
People don't realize it.
No, then pastors don't realize this. I have actually discipled pastors of large churches about this. You know, the Lord didn't call everybody to be a pastor. Some of us are entrepreneurs like us. We're entrepreneurs. Right. And sure enough, it matched up with an entrepreneur's life. And then as I walked through this, I found a ton of supporting scripture that shows that the Lord literally is offering us to co-create these desires. And we call them righteous desires because as you walk through Psalm 37:4 and marry that up to Psalm 37:6, you'll see, depending on the denomination of the Bible you're reading, you'll see the word desire. And then in verse 6, you'll see the word righteous. So I kind of combined the two and then discipled Sean on it a year ago, and he can attest to you, it's quite the journey. It is quite the journey. It will change your life and make you a guaranteed winner. It really is amazing. And then we're to teach our children this. Teach them young, teach them this, and they will never, never fail. They will live in godly freedom. No matter what it is that they're doing, they will live in godly freedom. So fathers, sons, daughters, this is what the creator of the universe has for you. And it is not a fair advantage. It's meant to be an unfair advantage. That's exactly right. It's meant to be an unfair advantage. And it's part of your prophetic word today.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Psalms, this is out of the New International Version. Psalms 37:1-8, do not fret because of those who are evil or be envious of those who do wrong. For like the grass, they will soon wither, like green plants, they will soon die away. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and enjoy safe pastures. Take delight in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Commit in your way to the Lord. Trust in him, and he will do this. He will make your righteous reward shine like the dawn, your vindication like the noonday sun. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret when people succeed in their ways, when they carry out their wicked schemes. Refrain from anger and turn from wrath. Do not fret. It leads only to evil. I actually really like that last one. And I did see in four and six or four, where you're talking about delight. And then, where did I see it in the next section here? Oh, the desires. So take delight in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. But I really like the last, passage there where he talks about refrain from anger and turn to wrath. Do not fret. It only leads to evil. That's powerful just in itself when it comes to not only us as individuals when we're trying to lead a business, but also as fathers, because you know, fathers carry a lot of weight on their shoulders. Moms do too, but fathers carry a lot of weight on their shoulders and they carry a lot of stress. And it's easy for us to turn to anger. For whatever reason, we are just instilled, it's just in us that it's easy for us to turn to anger. And that's something that I had to learn very early on as a father, that I can't do that. And I have to refrain from doing that as much as possible because it's not fair to those around me. But this also applies to business. I'm a firm believer in, and I talk about this a lot, but I'm a firm believer in the marriage and the family structure is the foundation of your life. And if there's a crack, I compare it to a crack in a building. If there's a crack in a building, it starts to affect the building, right? And it starts to affect the surrounding areas around the building, right? If that crack continues to get worse. Same thing with the family structure. When the family structure is strong and there's no cracks in your foundation, you're good. But when there's a crack, it can lead to problems with your family. It can lead to problems for you personally, mentally, spiritually. It can lead to problems with your significant other. It can lead to problems with your kids, and it can spread outside your home. It can lead to problems in your personal business, whether you're an entrepreneur or you're working corporate America. It can lead to problems outside your relationships outside of the home. There's so many things that can be impacted. And that's why I believe, this is just my own personal belief, but your legacy starts within your home, not outside your home. And that legacy has to be your foundation of your family and how solid it is. And that is a perfect passage for that, because yes, that will lead to bad things happening if you turn to anger.
Certainly not what our Father God, when you talk about dad up, it's so great, because here we have the creator of the universe, our Father God.
Exactly.
Yeah, mm-hmm. What a great, and so I love your podcast. If I may, can I share this prophetic word with him?
Please do.
All right. This is what the Lord is telling you today. You're stuck hitting the same wall. Can't get around it. Can't get over it. Can't get through it. Having the same thing happen over and over again. Mm. Stuck in a rut. Can't seem to make traction. This one's specifically for you. This is what the Lord says. You're having this issue because you don't know the scriptures. And when you know the scriptures, not just reading them, when you know them, you will see the power of God in your life. Here's what the Lord is going to do for you. He's going to move into your life and press against you to will something new. Or another word for that would be to desire something new. He will increase your belief to match this desire, because he's going to actually cause you to take actions on that to bring this into reality. Mm. Now, this desire, this new will you're going to have, will be bigger than you think. It will actually be more than you ask of. Now, the purpose of this new desire is that you go from who you are stuck in a rut today, maybe not knowing your higher calling, that you will actually glorify God in heaven and go from who you are today to literally being a disciple of Jesus. Mm-hmm. That is the purpose of this desire for you. Because see, disciples of Jesus, they study him. That's what the purpose or the meaning of disciple is, to study. With this new desire, it will elevate you beyond your natural capabilities. And with that, you will find your new calling, your new place, and you will live in godly freedom in every aspect of your life, from your business and your job, your family, husbands, wives, and your children. You're going to actually live in godly freedom. You're going to understand what that means, and you're going to actually live it little by little. It's going to change your life to where you live in godly freedom. This will also happen with the rent or with your mortgage payments, your personal finances. You will start to live in godly freedom. With this, you will eventually, at some point of his choosing, you will lack nothing. And that is the purpose, that he is going to give you an unfair advantage in this life. He's going to do this for you. This prophecy will last your entire life, all the way into the everlasting. That's how strong this prophetic word is. The Lord is actually giving you this prophetic word to know that he's offering you the ability to co-create a righteous desire with him. So the desire he's going to give you is not an ordinary desire. It's a righteous desire, and it has certain qualifications, and you'll be able to recognize it and test it. It's going to be something you really, really want. It'll also be really good for you to have it, but not just for you. It's going to be good for everyone else that you have the same desire. It will glorify him, and you will become a disciple of the number one dad ever. Never will there ever be a bigger, better dad than your Father God. That is your prophetic word. Now, I spoke this prophetic word over Sean a year ago, and Sean, I want you to share that with you. If you don't, that is the end of your prophetic word. You don't have to have it memorized. Sean and I have already written it down for you, and we've put that into Psalms Path. So thank you for letting us share that, Brian.
No, oh, that's awesome. Yeah. So talk a little bit about that, Sean. How was that experience for you?
Yeah, so me and Rusty met in February of last year, and that was because of me just stepping on my Facebook platform and started sharing an online ministry. And when I did this, I closed the gym in December of 2022, and I said, God, I'm done doing things my way. I'm doing things your way. And I just started sharing what God did for me, removing me from a position of being damaged, defeated, and depressed into a place of peace, harmony, and just restoration. And I made this little reel, just a quick, less than a minute long video, and I launched it onto my platform, and that one reel took off. It got well over 10 million views.
Wow.
It took my following from 2,000 on up towards over 150,000 people. Rusty was one of those people.
That was.
And I made this Facebook group for entrepreneurs to come in. I was going to help them out with their marketing or whatnot. Like, this was my idea. And Rusty books a phone call with me. And I'm like, all right, here we go. One of my sales calls. Let's do this, right? And the very first words out of Rusty's mouth was, I don't need your help. So you can just imagine, just kind of like, well, wait a minute, what's going on here? And he just shares with me, I love what you're doing. I like what you're doing. I see what you're doing. You're walking Psalms Path. And I'm like, what? I don't know what that means. I have no idea. I have no clue what you're talking about. And what we had scheduled as a half hour sales call where I was going to pitch my services to him, he completely flipped the script. And now it's a 3 hour conversation on Psalms Path and discipleship and exactly what he's seeing that I'm doing on my Facebook platform and why God took my following from 2,000 to 150,000 plus in 28 short days. But that was, it didn't just stop there. As I recognized Psalms Path, as I wrote it on my whiteboard, and as I started studying the scripture, and I just started trusting God with more and more and more, and no longer fretting over my life, no longer fretting over what the outcome was going to be or the result or the path or any of that, just giving all to God and just trusting him completely with it, I saw more opportunities just come into my lap. People reaching out to me saying, we want you to join our company over here. We love what you're posting on Facebook. We want you to be a professional writer for our company over here. We want you to come in and help coach over our team with their sales. We want you to come over here and just, I mean, it was just opportunity after opportunity. And what I saw along the way was God was sharpening my skills that he knew that I was going to need. When Rusty came around and said, dude, God has laid this on my heart. We're going to do Psalms Path Consulting. And the reason we're going to do Psalms Path Consulting is because there are people right now who are stuck exactly where you were just a few short years ago, damaged, defeated, depressed, or stuck and hitting that wall. Mm-hmm. They're fretting. which is what I did for a very long time. I lived in my own threat that it caused an evil action against myself. And not only was it but damaging to me, I thought it was my way out. But if I had been successful, like you talked about earlier, Brian, had I been successful, what damage would I done to my son, to my family, to my loved ones, to everybody? We don't look at that whenever we're living in that fret, when we're living in that anxiety, when we're living in that fear, when we're living in that anger, right? That's where I was. And so today, that's what Psalm's Path is recognizing the lies. You nailed it, Brian, when you said earlier, it's lies of Satan. That's exactly what it is. He comes in with the fret. He comes in with these empty promises. You know, he makes it look so good. I mean, he can tempt you with the ways of the world. He tried to do it with Adam and Eve. He actually got them to fall because of their desire and because of their taste for hunger and things of that. But he also tried to do it with Jesus. Jesus didn't fall for his temptations, right? This is why we got to be grounded in the word. And I love what you said. It starts with the family. I can tell you, if you can lead yourself and you can lead your family, you can lead anywhere. You can lead your business. You can lead employees. You can lead just so many other things. But I submit to you, to be a great leader in any of these avenues, we got to be a great follower of Jesus Christ first. That was the missing component for me. So this Psalms Path Consulting is to help people recognize the lies, find the truth that's in the written word. It's scripture. The scripture that Rusty was sharing with you guys, you are in error because you do not know the scripture or the power of God. That comes from Matthew 22:29. Mm-hmm. It was directly spoken by Jesus Christ. So we want to empower you through the scripture. We want to help you break free of the strongholds that are holding you back and live this life of freedom that Jesus Christ has already declared for us when he said the enemy only comes to kill, steal, and destroy, but I have come that you may have life more abundantly. And that's what we're here to do with you guys today.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. Great message. I love that. Thank you guys both for sharing that. I know that we are short on time. I may have to have you guys back on again, to be honest, but I want to give you guys an opportunity because it's important to address how you, I know that you meet with people and you help them basically build their business and grow their business, and you do it through scripture. When I sit down with you as an entrepreneur, what's kind of you don't have to share all your secrets, but what's kind of the steps or process that you go through when you meet with individuals?
Go ahead, John.
Yeah. So the first thing we look at is, what are you fretting over?
That's right.
What are you fretting over? Where are you stuck? What is the stronghold that's going on in your life? And Brian, it's kind of a difficult question to answer because everybody has a different fret.
Right.
Everybody has a different outlook. They have a different belief. They have a different story that's going on. But we look at that. We deep dive into that. What I like to say is that if we know that disciples bear good fruit. You can find that in John chapter 15. But I say in order to bear the good fruit, we got to get to the root. We got to get to the root of the problem. And a lot of people will look at, especially business and entrepreneurs, they want the new skill. They want the new marketing tactic. They want the new sales pitch. They want all the tactics that they think is going to fix it, but they're not doing the deep work. In order for us to go higher, we got to go deeper. And so we do the deep work with an individual to discover what is really holding you back. Hmm. What is really going on at that deep rooted level? And once we can break that stronghold, you're unstoppable.
If I can add a little bit to you, Sean,
please.
Jesus was always teaching. And Sean and I, over the last couple of days, we've been talking about for those people who've read the Bible in church, most of us know this story in Matthew, chapter 8, I think 22 through 27, something like that. And that is where Jesus and the disciples, they get in a boat and they go to across the Sea of Galilee. But out in the middle of the sea, a great storm picks up. These are seasoned veteran fishermen. They know what a death storm looks like, and they know they're going to die. Their circumstances are, we're going to die. But Jesus is sleeping down in the boat, and they go down there in a panic and they wake him up. We're going to die. And Jesus says to them, "Why are you so fearful?" And he calms the waves and the sea, and they are absolutely mesmerized. Now, here's the learning from that. It goes right into what Sean was saying. We're in storms in our own life. Moms, dads have many storms in our life, whether we're working for someone else or working for ourselves. Some of those storms could be death storms, even to where you could fret so much to where you could kill yourself. This happens. And what Jesus is saying is, why are you so fearful? This is a lesson for the entire church Jesus gave us. So knowing what we now know about that scripture and who they were with, see, they were like, who is this man that can calm the sea, right? We all know who that man was. This is the creator of the universe, the son of the living God. So if he's sleeping in the middle of a death storm and now you're going through your own storm in life, business is falling apart or it looks like horrible things are happening. If God's not coming to your rescue and you're like, God, why are you letting me die? Why are you letting my family die? Why are you letting my business die? But he seems to be sleeping. So what should you do, knowing what we know now that the disciples did not know? What should they have done? They should have taken a nap. They should have known, hey, creator of the universe is taking a nap. Let's just take a nap. And even if the boat had capsized, they would have walked on water. There was no way they weren't going to go to the other side because he had already told them, let's get a boat, go to the other side. So fathers, business owners, whomever you may be, wherever you may be, know this. If you're going through a storm, Sean and I understand that. We know the scriptures and we guide you specifically to not fret because we understand we're disciples of Christ. We're disciples of Christ. We can help you through those storms so that you don't fret because really sometimes you should just take a nap.
That's awesome. Thank you for sharing that. That's awesome. Really, really good stuff. I know I want to be able to give you guys time to address how my listeners, followers can look you up, learn a little bit more about you. Where's the best places for them to do that?
Yeah, so we're located on all social media platforms at Psalms Path, just spelled out, no special characters or breaks in there, just one word. But we'd like to offer a special gift to your listeners today, Brian, if we could be so inclined to do so. This is our way of just saying thank you for the invitation to be here today. But what we know to be true is this, Brian, that mastering your inner dialogue is the most powerful thing one can do to literally break strongholds and overcome limiting beliefs in order to empower oneself and create real change, especially when it comes to like dire situations and circumstances, right? And even the scripture says in Romans 12, 2, you will be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So the problem is, though, Brian, is we get too narrow-minded. We get overconsumed in our problems. Sometimes it's the insecurities, the self-doubt, the worldly programming, that it's extremely difficult to do this without seeking like therapy, coaching, or counseling, which are all great things, by the way. As a matter of fact, this is what me and Rusty do with our clients. But when you're extremely busy and you have high demands in business and time seems very limited, it's not always easy to schedule, you know, these types of sessions that, and so too often, you know, you're just left all alone. You're left alone trying to figure it all out, which leads to even further stress, pressure, anxiety, the list goes on. So what we've done is we've developed a guided software that our clients use on a regular basis to help them with this process at any time, anywhere. You don't have to schedule an appointment or go another minute trying to battle it out yourself, endure the pain, or just try to avoid it altogether, which we know that that just creates even bigger problems down the road. So what we do, we have the software. It's called the Resolve Root Stack. And we said this earlier, we feel that in order to change the fruit, we got to get to the root. But too often times we're just looking at our problems at the surface level. So what this software will cause you to do is dig deep into your rooted beliefs that's causing your lack of vision as well as to clarity in order to solve the problems and situations that you're facing today. Along with this software, Brian, we'll also hook your listeners up with a mini course that'll actually walk them through step-by-step the entire process so you know exactly how to utilize it correctly and get the most out of it. Along with that training, I also have a live demonstration of one of our clients who gave us permission to do this, actually going through to Rootstack with her. So you can witness it. You can witness its power before diving into it yourself. Now, normally, we only have this available for our paying coaching clients. But again, Brian, it's our way of saying thank you for allowing us to be here today and sharing this prophecy, sharing Psalms Path with you and your listeners today. We like to give your listeners the software. We like to give them the mini course. We even give them the live walkthrough. We also like to hook them up with the Psalms Path workbook that Rusty has written out that goes through all the scriptures and all the details of everything that we have for you today that we talked about today. And to get it, just go to Instagram. This is going to be the best place to do it. Just type in Psalms Path on Instagram and DM me the word Route 24. That way I know it's your listener. That way I know that it's what they're asking for. And we'll get this stuff into your hands ASAP. So again, it's Psalms Path, just one word spelled out, no special characters or anything like that. It's on Instagram. And then DM me the word Route 24. And we'll get you the Resolve Rootstack software, the mini course, and everything that you need so that you can walk through and experience your own breakthrough today.
Cool. That's awesome. Thank you very much, guys. I appreciate that. Awesome. Thank you guys very much for being here. I'll make sure that all the show notes are together so people can click on the links that you guys have. But listen, guys, if you have not gotten anything out of this episode, then you need to go back and rewatch it. It's plain and simple. These guys are awesome. They're powerful. They know what they're doing. Psalms Path Consulting. You guys can click on the links below so you guys can learn more about them and make sure you do what he says, Route 24, DM the company, Route 24, and they'll give you all the free gifts that they're offering, which is phenomenal. But thank you guys, Sean and Rusty. Thank you guys very much for being on. I appreciate you guys and appreciate it. I'm going to be staying in touch with you guys for sure. Listen, guys, this has been another awesome episode of Dad Up. Please make sure you guys click on the links and check these guys out and see what they're doing. If you need help in your business, if you need help in your way of walking with God, you can check them out and reach out to them. But as always, if you are not yet subscribed to my show, please make sure you do that so you don't miss any of the awesome guests that I have on each and every week. And I look forward to seeing you all on the next episode of Dad Up. All right.